Welcome to the Limiter IQ Race Rescue Playbook. This is not another perfect race fantasy. Most athletes already know what they want the race to look like. Smooth runs. Clean stations. Calm transitions. No panic. No-rep spiral. No moment where the plan suddenly feels useless. But real race day rarely gives you a perfect script. The sled may feel heavier than expected. Your breathing may spike earlier than planned. A station judge may call a no rep. Your wall ball rhythm may disappear. The room may get loud. Someone may pass you and pull your ego with them. A transition may turn foggy. You may look down and realize the race is no longer matching the plan in your head. This guide is about that moment. Not how to avoid every problem. You will not avoid every problem. This is about how to rescue the race once something starts going wrong. The mechanism is simple. Reset. Reduce. Resume. Reset the panic. Reduce the cost. Resume the race with control. That is the race rescue playbook. The first rule is that a good race does not need to be a perfect race. This sounds obvious until the first problem arrives. Many athletes do not lose time because one thing goes wrong. They lose time because one thing goes wrong, then they react emotionally to it, then they create three more problems trying to fix the first one. A bad station becomes an angry run. An angry run becomes a breathing spike. A breathing spike becomes sloppy representatives. Sloppy representatives become more breaks. More breaks become panic. Panic becomes wandering. The race was not destroyed by the first mistake. It was destroyed by the reaction to the mistake. Race rescue starts with this belief. You are allowed to lose 10 seconds without donating 5 minutes. A plan is useful, but a rescue plan is what protects you when the plan bends. The goal is not to pretend you can control every variable. The goal is to stop one bad patch from turning into the whole story. When something goes wrong, your job is not to win back the lost time immediately. Your job is to stop the leak. That is the difference between damage control and damage expansion. The better athlete is not always the athlete who never gets into trouble. Sometimes it is the athlete who notices trouble faster and makes a smaller correction. Most race problems have a 90-second rescue window. Not exactly 90 seconds, but close enough to be useful. There is a short period where you can still choose what the problem becomes. You can turn it into a control adjustment, or you can turn it into a spiral. The first signs are usually small. Your breathing gets sharper. Your shoulders lift. You stop seeing the next task clearly. You start bargaining. You tell yourself you need to make up time. You rush a transition. You attack the next run with anger. You grip harder than needed. You stop counting cleanly. Those are not just feelings. They are warning lights. The rescue window opens when the warning lights appear. The mistake most athletes make is waiting until they are fully cooked before changing anything. By then the correction has to be bigger. The race rescue rule is, act at the first warning light, not after the crash. If your breathing spikes, reset it now. If your station rhythm breaks, reduce the set now. If your run pace drifts into panic, cap it now. If your transition gets foggy, use the next action rule now. The rescue window is not weakness. It is timing. An early small correction usually beats a late heroic correction. The first step is reset. Reset does not mean stop racing. It means interrupt the panic before it starts making decisions. The fastest reset is physical. Long exhale. Drop the shoulders. Relax the hands. Pick the next controllable action. Do not try to solve the whole race in that moment. That is too big. The tired brain cannot process a full strategy document. Use a short command. Examples. 1. Clean rep. Find the line. Relax the hands. Cap the pace. Walk with purpose. Breathe before the next set. No hero repayment. The wording matters less than the function. A rescue cue gives your brain something small enough to execute. When panic is high, do not ask, "How do I save the race?" Ask, "What is the next controllable action?" That may be 1 clean wall ball. It may be 10 relaxed steps. It may be getting both hands back on the sled handles. It may be walking directly to your lane marker instead of drifting. It may be taking 3 breaths before the next set. The reset brings the race back from emotion to action. That is all it has to do. The second step is reduce. Once you reset the panic, reduce the cost of the next minute. This is where many athletes get it wrong. They try to repay the lost time immediately. They make a station mistake, then sprint the next run. They get nerept, then rush the next 5 representatives. They break wall balls early, then choose a set they cannot finish. They lose time in transition, then skip the 1 breath that would have prevented the next mistake. That is not rescue. That is borrowing from the next part of the race. The reduce rule is, do not repay a mistake with interest. If you lose time, your next job is not to win it back. Your next job is to stop the loss from getting bigger. Reduce pace slightly if your breathing is out of control. Reduce set size if your representatives are breaking down. Reduce grip tension if your hands are overworking. Reduce decision load by going back to the preset rule. Reduce transition chaos by walking straight to the next task. This is not giving up. It is protecting the race. A controlled 30 seconds often saves the next 5 minutes. The athlete who can reduce cost early is dangerous late because they do not keep adding penalties to the same problem. The third step is resume. Resume does not mean surge. Resume means return to the plan at the highest level of control you can hold. Many athletes reset, reduce, and then immediately panic again because they want proof that they are back. They look for a heroic sign. A big overtake. A fast split. A huge unbroken set. A dramatic return. That is not necessary. The first sign that you are back is not speed. It is rhythm. Your breathing has a pattern. Your stride has a shape. Your representatives are countable. Your transition has a next step. Your hands are not crushing the equipment. Your eyes know where to go. Speed can come later. The resume rule is, rebuild rhythm before rebuilding pace. On the run, resume with a cap. Do not launch. At a station, resume with clean, repeatable representatives. Do not gamble on a set that creates another break. In transition, resume with 1 deliberate line of movement. Do not wander while thinking. The race is not rescued in 1 heroic moment. It is rescued by stacking controlled minutes after an uncontrolled one. That is the skill. A bad station is one of the most dangerous moments in the race because it creates emotional pressure. You feel the clock. You feel people moving around you. You feel the urge to prove the station did not beat you. That urge is expensive. The first run after a bad station should not be an apology. It should be a repair. Use this rule. Never repay a station on the next run. If the sled was slow, do not sprint out of the sled. If the burpee broad jumps got messy, do not attack the next run like a punishment. If the row split drifted, do not leave the rower with shoulders and jaw locked. If lunges shook your legs, do not chase the first athlete you see. The first 60 seconds after a bad station should rebuild mechanics. Find the breathing. Find the feet. Find the arm swing. Find the cap. Then decide whether you can lift. This is how you avoid turning 1 station problem into a running problem, then a wall ball problem, then a final result problem. The rescue question after a bad station is not, how do I make that time back? The question is, how do I make sure that station is finished costing me time? No representatives are emotionally loud. They can make calm athletes sharp. They can make tired athletes argue with a race. They can make the next rep worse because the athlete tries to force it. The rescue rule is simple. Do not fight the judge with your next rep. The next rep must be cleaner, not angrier. If you get nerept, use a short reset. Exhale. Confirm the standard. Slow the first part of the movement. Make the next rep obvious. You do not have to like the call. You do have to race the call you were given. Nerep spirals happen when athletes chase the missed rep while losing the standard that caused the miss. They speed up at the exact moment they should make the movement clearer. The goal is to make the next rep boringly valid. At wall balls, that may mean depth first, target second, breathe third. At lunges, that may mean knee contact and full extension before speed. At burpee broad jumps, that may mean controlled landing before the next drop. At sleds, that may mean reset body position instead of wrestling the handles. Your cue is clean enough to count. The fastest rescue is the rep that the judge does not have to think about. Running can fall apart in several different ways. Breathing spikes. Legs feel heavy. Cadence disappears. You start overstriding. You shuffle with no purpose. You chase someone and leave your own race. You walk, then walk longer than planned because there was no restart rule. The rescue is not always to run harder. Use the running rescue ladder. First, exhale long enough to unlock the shoulders. Second, shorten the stride. Third, set a ceiling pace you will not exceed for 60 seconds. Fourth, pick a restart point if you are walking. Fifth, return to rhythm before speed. If you need to walk, walk with a rule. For example, walk 10 breaths. Walk to the next marker. Walk while lowering the heart rate, then restart at the line. Walk only until you can breathe through the first 10 steps of running. A planned walk is different from a drift. The problem is not that walking exists. The problem is walking without an exit. The rescue phrase is, walk with a restart. Once you restart, do not punish yourself. Cap the first minute. Let the system come back online. Running is often where athletes create a second problem because they try to punish the first one. Do not do that. Rescue the rhythm. Wall balls are where many rescue plans are tested. The body is tired, the standards are clear, and the finish is close enough to make people reckless. The most common wall ball mistake is trying to prove too much with the first set. If the first set is beyond your current state, it does not just fail. It can make every later set smaller. The wall ball rescue rule is, break before failure, not after failure. If rhythm is slipping, choose a smaller set before the movement becomes ugly. A clean break is cheaper than a collapse break. Use three decisions. What is the next set size? What is the breathing rule between sets? What is the restart cue? Example, 10 representatives, 5 breaths, hands back on the ball, or 8 representatives, 3 breaths, depth first. The exact numbers depend on the athlete, but the logic stays the same. At wall balls, panic often appears as rushing the catch, shallow depth, soft target, or holding the ball while not actually starting. If you are holding the ball and negotiating with yourself, put it down with a rule, breathe, and restart. Do not pretend you are resting while holding tension. That is expensive. Rescue at wall balls is not about bravery. It is about repeatable sets until the job is finished. You do not build a rescue plan when the race is already slipping. You build it before race day. Your rescue card should be short enough to remember when tired. Write 5 lines. 1 line for the run. 1 line for stations. 1 line for transitions. 1 line for wall balls. 1 line for your likely limiter. For example, run, cap the next 60 seconds, rebuild rhythm before pace. Stations. Clean representatives first, no angry repayment. Transitions. Walk straight to the next task, no wandering. Wall balls. Break before failure, hands back on the ball after 5 breaths. Limiter. If breathing spikes, long exhale and reduce the next minute. That is enough. A rescue card is not a full race plan. It is the emergency version of your plan. The best rescue rule is the one you can remember when your brain is tired. This is also where limiter IQ fits. If you do not know your likely limiter, your rescue card is a guess. If your limiter is compromised running, your rescue rules should protect the run after stations. If your limiter is wall balls, your rescue rules should protect arrival and set management. If your limiter is transitions, your rescue rules should protect decision speed and direction. Do not wait for race day to find the failure point. Identify it now, then build the rescue rule around it. A rescue plan works best when it matches your limiter. The athlete with a compromised running limiter does not need the same rescue rule as the athlete with a wall ball limiter. If your limiter is compromised running, your rescue rule should protect the run after each station. Your danger is the emotional surge out of a hard station. Your rule might be, cap the first 60 seconds, shorten the stride, and do not chase until breathing is back under control. If your limiter is sled strength endurance, your danger is turning the sled into a wrestling match. Your rescue rule might be, reset foot position, breathe before the push, and move in smaller committed drives instead of one long ugly fight. If your limiter is wall balls, your danger is arriving with no usable rhythm. Your rescue rule might be, start with a conservative set, break before failure, and keep every break controlled by breaths, not feelings. If your limiter is transitions, your danger is drift. Your rescue rule might be, eyes to the exit, hands ready before arrival, one direct line to the next task. If your limiter is pacing discipline, your danger is ego. Your rescue rule might be, no hero repayment after any mistake. This is why guessing is expensive. The best rescue card is built around the thing most likely to break. The limiter IQ assessment matters because it helps you stop making generic rescue rules. Generic rules are easy to forget. Specific rules have a job. The question is not, what should everyone do? The question is, what is most likely to make my race go sideways, and what is my first rescue move when it starts? Some race problems are not purely physical. The room itself can create chaos. Crowding near a station. A lane that feels unclear. Equipment that does not move the way you expected. An athlete stopping in front of you. A judge giving instructions you did not expect. Noise that makes it hard to think. A transition entrance that feels different from the map in your head. The rescue rule for external chaos is, do not let confusion become a pace decision. When the room gets chaotic, athletes often speed up because they want to get away from the confusion. That can make the next minute worse. Use the locate, choose, move protocol. Locate the next valid target. Choose the next legal action. Move there with purpose. Do not stand still scanning the entire room. Do not sprint randomly. Do not argue with the environment. Find the next thing that matters and go there. If equipment feels wrong, reset your position before deciding it is impossible. If a lane is crowded, move cleanly inside the rules and keep your breathing low. If a judge corrects you, convert the correction into the next rep. If another athlete disrupts your rhythm, return to your cue instead of racing their mistake. The room will not always feel calm. Your job is to be calm enough to find the next legal action. That is race rescue in a chaotic environment. You cannot expect to rescue well on race day if you never practice the skill in training. Race rescue should appear in small controlled doses before the event. Not every session. Not every week. But enough that the first time you use the rule is not when the race is on the line. Practice a bad station exit. Do a station slightly harder than planned, then run the next minute with a cap instead of a surge. Practice a wall ball rescue. Choose a set size, break before failure, breathe for a fixed number, then restart without negotiation. Practice a transition rescue. Come into the station tired, then force a direct line. Where do your hands go? Where do your eyes go? What is the first task? Practice a no-rep mindset. Deliberately reset a movement, make the next rep cleaner, and continue without anger. Practice a controlled walk. Walk with a restart rule, not with drift. These drills are not about pretending to fail. They are about making the rescue response automatic. When race day gets loud, the body usually chooses the behavior it has rehearsed. If you have rehearsed panic, you will panic. If you have rehearsed angry repayment, you will repay. If you have rehearsed reset, reduce, resume, that option will be available. The best rescue plan is not clever. It is familiar. Quick note before we finish. This is a free unofficial limiter IQ guide for athletes preparing for HYROX style racing and functional fitness racing. It is not produced by, sponsored by, or connected with HYROX or HYROX World GmbH. Always check the current event rulebook for your division and location. If races ever started slipping and you did not know what to do next, do not guess again. Take the free limiter IQ assessment to identify the limiter most likely to create a race day rescue moment. The goal is not a perfect race. The goal is a race you can recover while it is happening. Reset panic. Reduce cost. Resume control. This is Limiter IQ Race Rescue Playbook.